Hi, welcome to VSchool. We are on Chapter 8, Operational Excellence to Maximize the Performance of Insurance Organization. Friends, we all know insurance organizations are service organizations. And when they are calling themselves a service organization, their efficiency and effectiveness will be reflected from their operational excellence. And if they can maximize their operational excellence, automatically the bottom lines will be increasing. How did we come to this chapter? In the previous chapter, we covered evolution of insurance organizations, the role of the functionaries of insurance organizations, the core functions of insurance organizations, the support functions of insurance organizations, the role of insurance organization intermediaries. We saw different types of intermediaries, some of them doing business, some are supporting the insurance organizations. Then we saw the importance of outsourcing of non-core insurance functions. Then the real thing for an organization is product. And we also saw details about product development by insurance organization, and that's how we come to this chapter of operational excellence. This chapter will help you understand the concept of operational excellence and the successful change programs, because any organization cannot be same throughout the changing situation and circumstances. Based on the requirements of the organization, they need to deploy the change programs, only then they would be successful. So we will also look into the successful change programs within the insurance industry, and all this is basically aimed for maximizing the performance in insurance operations as well as maximizing their potential with minimal risk. Note down this important point of minimal risk. So you can't just keep on doing your operations at whatever risk. So you have to be efficient in your operations, but the risk should be minimal. So how all this can be done, we will look into this chapter. So friends, an insurance organization's primary goal is to manage risk from an enterprise perspective, because the long-term survival of any organization depends upon how it manages risk from an enterprise perspective. Insurance organizations have taken rapid strides to increase both insurance penetration and density in the last couple of decades. We have seen how the insurance organizations evolved from the traditional insurance services to the modern high-tech services. We have also seen how the organization has transformed with the financial sector reforms and the input of foreign direct investment into the insurance industry. And this has been a very important change that we have seen in the last couple of decades. However, to continue successfully, insurance organization should learn the art of achieving operational excellence, because you cannot just keep on doing the same thing again and again. Based on the requirements, based on the need of the business, your operations should also improve. And in this chapter, we are going to study certain expertise, certain theories, certain best practices that has been provided by experts in the field of operational excellence. Insurance organizations have successfully implemented change programs and are experiencing the gains of operational excellence across the insurance organization. And these changes are specifically seen after the 1990s, when the insurance sector was opened up for the private sector or the private investments, especially with the establishment of IRDA under proper regulations and guidance provided by IRDA, insurance organizations have successfully implemented the change programs. Insurance organizations have understood the importance of undertaking and building operational excellence, because insurance is basically a long-term business, and for that reason, the concept of operational excellence plays a very important role for surviving for a longer period. And the core competency has been focusing on increasing operational excellence as well as increasing the service level for the policyholders. This is a direct proportion that once you increase the operational excellence, automatically the benefit will go to the policyholder. And this aspect of the business keeps the insurance organization ahead of the competition and drive asymmetric returns. So friends, this chapter is going to be very, very important, because you will know about the products, you will know about the core functions, the non-core functions, different types of intermediaries, but for an insurance organization to be successful over a period of time, for a longer period, operational excellence is a must, especially in the present scenario. So the question comes, what exactly is operational excellence? Operational excellence is a concept that is developed in the mind of every employee. It is not something that you have some tangible aspects, you take it with you, you carry in your pocket as a mobile. But it is a concept that is developed in the mind of every employee, every intermediary, and all the entities connected with an insurance organization. Now, what is this concept that is developed in the mind, helps the or inspires the employee or the intermediary or entity connected with insurance going to do? It helps them to leverage the best principles and tools for creating a culture of excellence in delivering and improving the satisfaction of the prospect and the policyholder. So this mind will always run into using or leveraging the best principles and tools which can be used for improving the satisfaction of the prospect and the policyholder. And when that thing is done by all the entities that are connected, a culture of excellence is developed. And this culture of excellence does not mean only one employee or only one entity. It means the entire organization is involved into this operational excellence. Operational excellence can make world-class insurance organizations by bringing in the best from every stakeholder of an insurance organization for providing the best value to the policyholder. And that's the reason this concept is very, very important, because you may be a very big organization, you may have very good organization chart, good products, etc., but the mindset is not focused. If the mindset is not focused on providing the best to your policyholders or the prospects, then it is of no use of having all those things. And hence, no doubt you require all the other things required for an insurance organization. But in addition to that, operational excellence can make world-class insurance organizations by bringing in the best from every stakeholder of an insurance organization for providing the best value to the policyholder. Now, how are these best value streams created? Operational excellence often culminates into providing the best value for both the policyholder at a lesser cost as well as to the insurance organization. So, operational excellence benefits are not only for the policyholder, but the insurance organization also benefits from it. The best value streams can be created by insurance organization by following certain criteria for operational excellence. And these criteria are to be followed from the top to the bottom, so that every stakeholder of the insurance organization is able to see the flow of value and fix it in case of any disruptions in the flow of value. So it is a smooth flow of operational excellence right from the top to the bottom. There is no distortion, there is no discontinuity. It has to be seamless, and then only the value can be actually seen. The flow of the value can be seen, and if there are any disruptions, that can be fixed to ensure a seamless flow of operational excellence. Now, let us understand the various models of operational excellence provided by various experts in the field. World-leading experts have provided various models of operational excellence to create a culture of excellence for better performance, better productivity, and better profitability. We will look into these four main models, starting with guiding principles given by Dr. Shinjo. That is what we call as the Dr. Shinjo model. The five key component of Dr. Juran's model, the Okapi model, and the flawless execution, what is called as the flex methodology of operational excellence. So let us look at this model one by one. The guiding principle in the Dr. Shinjo model prescribes 10 guiding principles. The 10 guiding principles in the Shinjo model for building a sustainable culture of an organizational excellence are: respect every individual. Without respect, the individual will not be inspired to give respect back. So once you give respect, you get respect. Lead with humility. Let the arrogance be outside the doors. Seek perfection. Always strive for seeking perfection. Embrace scientific thinking. That's how you create new systems, new processes for improvement. Focus on the process so that distractions should be avoided. Assure the quality of the source. Flow and pull value. Think systematically. Create constancy of purpose and create value of the customer. Now, how can insurance organization prepare best practices for operational excellence? Number one requirement is they should have a clear vision, mission, goal, and objective. They should deeply feel the respect for the prospects, policyholders, intermediaries, and all the entities connected with increasing the penetration and density of insurance to bring out the best. They should master the art of humility to encourage the associates to give input for improvements. They should encourage improvements in pursuit of perfection to create a future of continuous improvement. So this is how we actually derive some ideas based on the model provided by the experts. Insurance organizations should have a clear vision, mission, objectives. They should take the lead in doing the right things at the right time to create the delight in the minds of the prospects, policyholders, with superior quality insurance products and related services. One important requirement is to upskill and upgrade themselves and should be open to adopting the best practices and technology advancement to establish the interconnectedness with the system. Now, let us see another model, which is called as a Dr. Juran's model. Here we have five key components. The five key components of Dr. Juran's model to better the business results and sustain performance with the culture of excellence are: number one, understanding the guiding principles that lay the foundation of excellence. So every stakeholder has to understand the guiding principles. Second important component is improving the customer experience. We have seen operational experience excellence is focused on giving the best to the policyholders in case of insurance organization. So this is what it means, improving the customer experience. Third important component is creating an infrastructure that engages the employees to make improvement using the right methods and tools. Number four, process improvement teams to drive the process efficiency. So in addition to the systems, you should also have people. And finally, leadership and workforce engagement. So this makes a compact system for operational excellence, and this can result into better business performance and develop a culture of excellence as per Dr. Juran's model. The third model is in the form of the Okapi method. Now, what is the Okapi method? The Okapi method is created by world-leading experts Iris Sitson and Maya Gall, working in the field of organizational intelligence. The Okapi method identifies the challenges faced by organizations pursuing the operational excellence and encourages them to use the smart KPIs. We are going to see more details about the KPIs after some slides. But here, when we talk about the Okapi method identifies the challenges faced by organizations pursuing the operational excellence and encourages them to use the smart KPIs to overcome the challenges. Now, what do you mean by KPI? KPI simply means key performance indicator. How can we expand the acronym SMART? S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A stands for achievable, R stands for relevant, and T for timely. So SMART KPI should involve all this. Only then it would mean that it is satisfying the Okapi method. The fourth model is the Flex methodology. In Flex methodology, what we call is the flawless execution methodology of operational excellence. It is having four steps, which we call it as the PBED, that is plan, brief, execute, and debrief. Let us see one by one. The plan method is based on a clear purpose of the organization. The plan should consider the resources available, the possible threats, the risk, and steps to overcome the risk, and aligning of tasks based on objectives. So a proper planning is the first step of the Flex methodology. Once the planning is done, the second step is briefing process. The briefing process involves the communication of the plan to the team who is going to execute the plan. So there is no confusion. The entire team is aware about what has been planned by the organization. Once the briefing process is done, the third process becomes execution. So once the plan is made, once the briefing is done, then it becomes a very easy step. Execution of the plan requires a strong focus on attaining the predetermined objectives. And once execution is done, the fourth step is debriefing, which is a process of continuous improvement by measuring the results and making the revised plan. So plans are not just one time. They will be revised based on the debriefing, and the debriefing will happen based on the situations, based on the measurement of the results, and that's how this keeps on going on, and that results into operational excellence. So now the main question is, after going through these four models of operational excellence, which model should be used by insurance organizations? Friends, these are not the only models. Many more models of operational excellence will come with new observations and consistent painstaking efforts from the experts. However, insurance organization should peep in within their system and deploy the best practices of operational excellence aligned with their vision, mission, goals, and objectives of their organization. So there is no clear-cut answer to this. Any method or ideas derived from different methods can be utilized for their organization, and this will be specifically aligned with the vision, mission, goal, and objective of the organization, and that will be the perfect fit for the insurance organization relating with a specific model of operational excellence. So what should the insurance organization do for attaining the operational excellence? Successful insurance organization strike a balance between deploying the best practices and boosting profitability with operational excellence. Because as we know, insurance is an organization which goes on and on for a longer term. It's not that you just earn profit to the end. Within 2-3 years, the organization will go bust. For this reason, insurance organizations, if they want to become successful for a longer period, they need to strike a balance between deploying the best practices and boosting profitability in operational excellence. So both best practice and profitability should go hand in hand for success of an insurance organization. Effective performance is preceded by designing the best criteria for operational excellence, and this is an ongoing process based on the changes that are happening within the insurance organization. The employees should be able to see the signposts in the form of the criteria for operational excellence, because the employees would be guided by this signpost, and this will help them to go to the right direction and know what they are supposed to do. Operational excellence can then be a simple process. We have seen various models, and based on these models, what is the final requirement is a signpost for an employee which will keep them aligned, which will keep them focused on the common goal of the organization, especially towards operational excellence. There is one beautiful statement which states, insurance companies are not helpless pawns in the game of operational excellence. What does this mean? Insurance organization should be flexible and responsive to exploit the huge potential in the insurance market and turn the lesser utilization of the insurance market to their advantage. There is a huge scope. Insurance market has been not that highly penetrated. The advantage can be further harnessed with key events supporting the insurance market environment. For example, the growth of digital marketing and social media can help the prospects to buy insurance policies with a click of a mouse or through their smartphones. They don't have to go to a branch for buying an insurance policy, nor even to an agent. Digital insurance can enable anyone to buy a policy right from the phone or even their laptop. Another example can be using the outsourcing of non-core activities of back office processing to get work done at a lesser cost. So these are the different ways in which the advantage can be harnessed by insurance organizations. Insurance companies should also keep an eye on the perceptions that customers, intermediaries, and the public at large have about the insurance products and service provisions. Insurance organizations should be geared to create a golden future that attempts to change the past. Focus must be on adopting the best practices of operational excellence in the now for bringing changes in the present for productivity and profitability. It's not that any postponement can happen. You should be geared to create a golden future by doing your best in the now. And once this now keeps on changing, automatically your practices will also be aligned with the now that comes, and that's how you create a golden future that attempts to change past. Key performance indicator, popularly known as the KPI, are also for insurance organizations. Key performance indicator can help the organization to evaluate the actions of the team members in reaching the strategic goals designed by the top management. So it's a wonderful tool for measuring and evaluating the efforts put in by the employees or by the stakeholders of an insurance organization. Insurance organizations should have a clear understanding of the key drivers to success in order to create the right KPIs And within the insurance industry itself, different types of insurance organizations may have different KPIs. Because the vision, mission, goal can be different, and so can be the KPIs. The KPI should be tracked with the attainment of goals by the team members. And that's how you can actually measure and evaluate in a time-bound process. And that's how insurance organization can understand where they were and where are they going to. So, what are the different types of KPIs? We can have different types of KPIs based on what exactly the goals of an insurance organization are. So we are going to discuss some of them, but that does not mean these are the only KPIs. These KPIs can be actually developed by insurance organization based on their needs and based on what exactly they are planning to measure. The first KPI that we are going to look into is the process KPI. The process KPI measures the efficiency or productivity of the system and the processes utilized by the insurance organization to create the maximum output in terms of converting new prospects of or the issuance of insurance policy or even settlement of insurance claims within the prescribed turnaround timelines. So the process, the KPIs are specifically focusing on the processes and measures the efficiency or productivity of the systems. The next KPI are the input KPIs. The input KPIs measures the resources that are utilized to recruit the employees, train the field level insurance agents, or even for designing and creating advertising and marketing collaterals to increase the awareness of the people on the benefits of insurance. So anything that is put into the insurance organization for creating the output will be referred to as the inputs, and the input KPIs measures these resources that are utilized for the benefit of insurance organization. The third type of KPI is the output KPI. The output KPI measures the financial and non-financial results of business activities. So when we talked about the input, they are specifically focusing on the resources utilized. The output KPIs measures the financial and non-financial results of business activities, for example, the increase in the premium and the policyholder. So if there is an increase in premium, automatically there is an increase in policyholder, but this can be measured in terms of the output KPIs. The next leading KPIs reflect the success or failure of an action aligned with the goals and objectives that have an impact on the future performance of the insurance organization. So any activity can succeed or fail, but these activities come from a leadership. And when we talk about leading KPIs, it reflects the success or failure of an action aligned with the goals and objectives that happen and having an impact on the future performance of insurance organization. For example, the launch of a special insurance product for a market penetration and creation of a new segment of insurance market can be measured in terms of the leading KPIs. Lagging KPIs. Now, if leading KPIs are going to measure how much success that you have got or have initiated, the lagging KPIs reflects the success or failure of an action that is aligned with the goals and objectives after the happening of an event. So it's a post facto, after happening. In short, it measures the historical performance of the team members. Example, the sales performance of insurance agents. So once a particular term is over, the performance of agents can be measured as to deciding what he has done, in whether he should be benefited with some bonus or some extra incentives for his extraordinary performance. Such things can be learned from the lagging KPIs. The outcome KPIs reflects the outcome of the impact of an insurance business due to a strategic or tactical initiative by the insurance organization. For example, advertising or the brand awareness. So when we talk about advertising, it can be a tactical initiative, and marketing campaign for policyholder acquisition can be a strategic initiative. So outcomes that come out of a strategic or a tactical initiative can be measured in terms of output KPIs. The next KPI is the qualitative KPI. We can easily differentiate a qualitative KPI with a quantitative KPI. Let us first understand what is a qualitative KPI. A qualitative KPI reflects a descriptive characteristics, opinion, experience, feeling, or a trait. For example, feedbacks received from customer satisfaction service. Exactly opposite is the quantitative KPI, which is more measurable in terms of numbers. Measurable characteristics resulting from a number or a data related to an insurance business is quantitative KPI. For example, the profits generated by an insurance branch can easily be measured in terms of numbers, and this can represent quantitative KPI. Now, there can be different types of KPIs specifically for insurance sector. For example, the sales target KPI measures effectiveness of insurance agents at acquiring the minimum insurance policies. The sales revenue KPI measures which insurance broker has sold a maximum policy for an insurance company. The sales growth KPI measures which insurance branch has sold new policies and exceeding the sales targets. The net income ratio KPI measures which insurance branch has managed to reduce its operating costs and collected the maximum premium from the policyholder. The insurance claim settlement KPI measures how many resources were utilized and what cost was incurred by the insurance branch for claim settlement. So friends, make a specific note of this. Like when we talk in terms of insurance sector, different types of KPIs can be determined on the basis of what drives the insurance business. Policyholder service KPI measures how much satisfied are your policyholders with the product and service offered by an insurance organization. What is the possibility of the recurring revenue during the lifetime of a policyholder from buying a new policy or himself or herself or near and dear ones? So these are specific KPIs for the insurance sector. There are some more for you. Customer retention KPI measures which insurance branch has managed more renewals of insurance policy and increased the persistency rate to generate the recurring revenue from the existing customers. The claims ratio KPI measures which branch has a higher ratio of claims settled to the premium collected than the expected norms. Now let us look at some examples of KPIs for sales. Number of leads of new prospects generated, number of leads converted into policyholders, the size of the premium collected, the cost incurred in the lead conversions, cross-selling and the referrals created from existing policyholders, satisfaction and loyalty of policyholders. All these are examples of KPIs for the sales. We can also put some examples of KPIs for the customer service. Onboarding process of policyholders, policyholders' problem resolution during the free look-in period, grievances resolved and solution provided across distribution channels, both online and offline, claims settled within the mandatory turnover time, cross-selling and word of mouth, publicity done by existing policyholders. These are all examples of KPIs for the customer service. Examples of KPIs for business growth can be growth rates of insurance branches, expense ratios for insurance branches, which are considered a cost center, commission paid in comparison to the quality of insurance business, the profit margin created by new insurance branches in comparison to the established insurance branches, tie-up with financial service providers such as the banks for the bank assurance business. So friends, having understood various details about the KPIs, now we come to a very important aspect of this chapter as to the measurement of operational excellence. Measurement of operational excellence can be done in various ways. Operational excellence can be measured in terms of process improvements, team collaborations, agility of the organization in bringing out innovative products and taking a competitive advantage, culture of creativity and continuous improvement in generating flow or value of policyholders, ability to design, build and distribute globally, outsourcing of non-core activities for reducing the costs and increasing the focus on the core activities, quick and efficient grievance redressal system, cross-selling and referrals created due to satisfied policyholders, possibility of recurring revenue during the lifetime of the policyholders, effectiveness of insurance agents, brokers, and intermediaries to acquire quality business. So these are the different ways in which you measure the operational excellence. Some more ways can be control on false claims, adequate solvency of insurance organizations to pay the valid claims, professional team of decision makers, technology upgradation, creation of multiple distribution channels for increasing the insurance penetration and density. These are not just the only ways, there can be more other ways for measuring operational excellence. Now, what are the strategies to improve profitability along with operational excellence? Because we have seen in the beginning of the chapter itself, there has to be a balance between operational excellence and profitability. What should be the strategies? Insurance organizations have realized that managing operational excellence can lead them to productivity and profitability by improving in performance and delivery of quality services with reduced cost. Operational excellence also relies on the best practice budgeting, plans, forecasts, and financial reporting for better performance and efficiency. The market value of an insurance company has witnessed a revolutionary change with the financial sector reforms, technology revolution, demographic shift, increase in financial literacy, ever-increasing competition due to an increase in foreign direct investments and opening up of insurance sector for private investments. The insurance value chain requires better orchestration between different steps of customer acquisition process, policy servicing, claim settlement to provide a seamless experience to the customer. So the final focus is on the customer, and once you improve the processes, improve the services to the customer, automatically the insurance value chain becomes better and better, and it becomes benefit, the insurance organization benefits, so as the policyholder. Modern insurance can also focus on quick entry points for the prospects with effective distribution channels, faster policy issuance with outsourcing of non-core back-end activities, use of artificial intelligence and business analysis for higher level underwriting, use of advanced technology for cost-efficient policy servicing, streamlined claim servicing with the help of third-party administrators, intelligent real-time cross-selling with the chatbots. Insurance can also leverage the business process management, the BPM technology, to streamline, automate, and integrate the new business processes to achieve faster policy issuance times and responsiveness. A robust, scalable, and reliable environment can help insurance organizations integrate people, systems, and data and capitalize on the operational excellence for boosting the performance, productivity, and profitability. So this is how modern insurers can focus for improving the operational excellence. Now friends, this is not a one-time activity, but it's a continuous activity, and hence there is a commitment required for continuous improvement for operational excellence. Insurance organizations that succeed are never satisfied with what they have and aspire to cross higher heights in the future. They search for new ways to scale and become more profitable. Such insurance organizations embrace continuous improvement in all the business areas and communicate the value and importance of continuous improvement to their employees as well as the stakeholders. Here, the PDCA approach becomes very important and useful for continuous improvement. What happens in the PDCA? The plan helps us to better the existing processes in an insurance organization. The design helps us to design new products, processes, and systems in a test environment so that they can be replicated in the live environment after feedbacks and improvements. Once the product is designed, it can be corrected. So corrections to the new products, processes, and systems based on the response from the policyholder and the market is the third step of the PDCA. And finally, the action by launching on a larger scale in an insurance market to take a competitive advantage due to a well-designed product. Continuous improvement can help insurance organization to stay ahead of competition and improve the profitability. With better product quality, higher process efficiency, and reduced cost, it becomes a win-win for both the insurance organization as well as the policyholder. It can be a win-win situation for the employees and the policyholders also. The employees will be happy to bring in innovation, and the policyholder will enjoy the new benefits. So in all, it's a win-win-win, win for the insurance organization, win for the employees, as well as win for the policyholders. And finally, we have the KPI dashboards to monitor the KPIs. The information on the KPI indicators should be collected on a regular frequency. The KPIs data can be collected daily, weekly, monthly, or even yearly for analysis. Specialized softwares are available to organize, and the KPI data can be converted into meaningful information with beautiful charts, graphics, so that the decision makers are in a position to make changes, make improvements, and continuous improvement can happen in an insurance organization. These KPI reports are useful for insurance employees to understand where they stand in the aligning their actions towards the growth of insurance organizations. The KPI reports also helps in the insurance organizations. The insurance organization can use the KPI reports to improve their systems and processes with the help of strategy and tactics to generate business growth and profitability. The KPI dashboard should be relevant to the growth and development. It cannot be just same set of reports useful or printed for a longer period of time. The KPI dashboard should have relevant reports which are connected with the growth and development of insurance business of the insurance organizations. Thank you.